A story of sacrifice here on this Ash Wednesday. Our story today called A Race for Life. Every year in Alaska, a 1,000-mile dog sled race, run for prize money and prestige, commemorates an original race run to save lives. In January of 1925, a 6-year-old boy showed symptoms of diphtheria, signaling the possibility of an outbreak in the small town of Nome. When the boy passed away a day later, Dr. Curtis Welsh began immunizing children and adults with an experimental but effective anti-diphtheria serum. It wasn't long before Dr. Welsh's supply, though, ran out, and the nearest serum was 674 miles away in Nenana, Alaska. That's 675 miles of frozen wilderness away. A group of trappers and prospectors volunteered to cover the distance with their dog sled teams. Operating in relays from trading post to trapping station and beyond, one sled started out from Nome while the other, carrying the serum, started out from Nenana. Oblivious to frostbite, fatigue, and exhaustion, the teamsters mushed relentlessly till after 127 hours in minus 50-degree wind chill, the serum was delivered to Nome. As a result, only one other life was lost to the potential epidemic. Their sacrifice had given an entire town the gift of life. From Hebrews 12:1, therefore, since we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.